What a game for the Cardinals last night. Welcome into Scoops with DannyMac.com. The Cardinals, if you're just waking up this morning or just checking out Scoops with DannyMac.com, an amazing, and I mean an amazing, 5-3 win for the Cardinals last night in Los Angeles. But we're talking about the minor leagues, and this is brought to you by Schnucks, Ryan Kelly, and Hot Shots. Hot Shots has been a proud home of sports fans for St. Louis for over 28 years. 11 area locations, always close to a Hot Shots no matter where you are. Swing by for great food, cold drinks, all the games all the time. Get more info, find a Hot Shots near you at hotshotsnet.com. Coming up, we visit with Brian Walton from thecardinalnation.com. Does an amazing job covering the St. Louis Cardinals minor league system. That's next on Scoops at DannyMac.com.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. There's never been a better time to look at a refinance. Maybe it's time to get rid of the PMI or get some cash out to pay off the credit cards. 5 minutes could save you $500 a month. Thehomeloanexpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Hey, St. Louis, Dan McLaughlin here, and I have a scoop for you. Download the Schnucks Rewards app. Trust me, it'll pay off. You shop at Schnucks like normal, earn points on almost everything in the store, and redeem the points for money off. Easy as that. If earning money off your groceries wasn't enough, it also has cool features to make shopping at Schnucks even easier. You can locate items in the store, refill prescriptions, check the weekly ad. It's a grocery game changer. So download Schnucks Rewards from the App Store or Google Play and start saving today. Well, Brian Walton, first things first, before we jump into some of the guys that we're going to talk about in the minor leagues. Did you stay up for the game last night, the major league game, and watching the St. Louis Cardinals against the Dodgers?
Darn you, Dan, I did. And I had the best of intentions of going to bed, and I was doing some writing, and I thought, well, you know, maybe I'll watch another inning, and, you know, the game was so captivating, even though it did run long. And, you know, those are the types of games that playoff contending club have to win against other teams that are, you know, in the fight as well. And for them to come back the way they did against the Dodgers closer was really quite a game.
Yeah, and I pointed out during the telecast too, with the exception of Bud Norris, you know what? It was all rookies. It was amazing. It was all rookies starting that game, then middle relief, and then setup. I mean, it's unbelievable the amount of young players that are, and in particular, young pitching that's contributing right now to this club.
I don't think any of us who even follow the minor leagues would have expected the level of contribution that we've seen across so many players this year. And it really has, you know, been obviously a major part of the team's resurgence, you know, along with the offense obviously improving as well.
Yeah, no question. Patrick Wisdom, the eighth guy to be called up this year and make a debut for the St. Louis Cardinals. Now, we're going to talk about some guys that will debut at some point in their careers at the major league level. And there's some big hitters that are starting to really gather attention in the minor leagues. Let's start with the first-round pick of the St. Louis Cardinals this last year, Nolan Gorman, and he's back at it again.
Yeah, Nolan Gorman, of course, folks know about him, 18-year-old from Phoenix. That was the Cardinals' first-round pick, 19th overall. You know, played very, very well in the rookie-level Johnson City club, which, you know, was a step up from the Gulf Coast League, and he hit 11 home runs there and got an opportunity to join Peoria a couple weeks ago. And, you know, since joining the Chiefs, he's played very, very well. He's hit 3 home runs in the last 2 games, including 2 on Monday night, and, you know, is adapting well. But, you know, as a rookie, you know, you have your ups and downs. He had a game this week where he had a couple of errors. He had a 4 strikeout game. And then, you know, but of course, the game after he struck out 4 times, you know, he hits 2 home runs. So that's something you're going to see in a young player. But overall, 4 home runs, 11 RBI in 12 games in the Midwest League, you know, you got to be happy. But again, there's always a concern. He's struck out 42% of the time so far. So, you know, he's still got some learning to do. But as we talked about, I think, in one of the earlier podcasts, Gorman's the first position player, high school player, to be drafted by the Cardinals to reach full season ball since Gary Templeton in 1974. So, you know, Nolan Gorman is a special player.
Yeah, 44 years ago that took place. I'm curious, the Cardinals have a young man, last name by the name of Montero, and the Midwest League MVP, and he's only 20. The last guy to do that was Albert Pujols. So this young man is starting to make some noise too.
That's right. Yoliris Montero has been a consistent performer for Peoria, you know, for the first 4 months of the season, and he had the opportunity recently to be promoted up to Palm Beach, which of course created the opportunity for Gorman. So, you know, it's pretty exciting to see two you know, good hitting third baseman coming up in the Cardinal system, given that's a position over long haul, you know, there's some question about it, St. Louis. Montero leads the Midwest League with a .321 batting average, leads the league with a .531 slugging percentage, led the league in hits, extra base hits, and doubles. So, you know, the guy, you know, and we're talking about just, you know, 19 years old at the time, you know, dominating Class A ball, very impressive. But I think equally impressive, when he moved up to Palm Beach, his numbers so far have gotten even better. And it's only 12 games, granted, but, you know, players typically go to the Florida State League and there's an offensive drop-off, and we haven't seen that with Montero. He's batting .365, OPS .920, 8 RBI in 12 games. So, Ulysses Montero is a guy that folks definitely want to continue to keep an eye on.
I'm not sure if you heard it yesterday, Brian, but John Mozeliak on Mondays with Mo said the depth of the minor league system might be the best it's ever been. And he started mentioning Gorman, Montero, and another guy that he mentioned. He said, I need to throw this name in there too, Dylan Carlson. Tell us about that young man.
Yeah, Dylan Carlson is a guy kind of folks kind of forget about because he's drafted in 2016 in the first round. You know, 2 years ago, it seems like ancient history. But he was only 17 years old when he was drafted. Switch hitter, outfielder. Has been challenged, one of the younger players in his level everywhere he's been. He started out with Peoria just a month this year after playing with Peoria last year. But, you know, he's a player they took from the Gulf Coast League and challenged right into Class A ball, and he stuck. Now, this year at Palm Beach, he's in the middle of Dan Bilardello's lineup, one of the most trusted hitters, 49 RBI in 88 games. You know, not killing it, but has shown a really good eye at the plate, 48 walks. Versus 69 strikeouts. So he's while his batting average is only .249, he has 100 points of on base percentage, .349, and he's got I think about 25 or so extra base, 26 extra base hits on the year. And he's a guy that they're hoping his power will emerge over time.
I always think it's important, Brian. Excuse me to make sure that you update. Meaning all of us, update the fans on Delvin Perez, the shortstop and former number one first-round pick by the St. Louis Cardinals, number one for them. Perez was making strides last time I talked to you about him. Where is he at? How's he doing?
Well, you know, Delvin Perez, of course, you know, his calling card is his defense, and his defense continues to be strong, and, you know, that's the reason that he's in the lineup every day, as well as his you know, obviously his pedigree is being the first rounder in that same draft that the Cardinals took Dylan Carlson, by the way. But Perez still hasn't been able to hit consistently, hasn't shown any extra base power, what to speak of at all. And really, even the singles haven't been coming as well. He's down to .230, his batting average on the year. So, you know, that's a little discouraging in that Perez had kind of that brief burst. And, you know, he's had hits in, I guess now, looks like, four of his last five games, but Perez just hasn't put it together on any consistent level yet. And, you know, he's a guy that you want and you hope, you know, can emerge offensively at some point.
One of the guys in the Cardinals bullpen that's kind of been lost, he was, any team could have had him, and that's Tyler Lyons. And yet he's back with the Cardinals, at least in the minor league system. Tell us what the Cardinals are doing with Tyler Lyons at Memphis.
Well, right now they're stretching him out. Of course, Lyons, like so many other pitchers in the system, you know, going back to Trevor Rosenthal and, you know, pretty much every reliever almost at St. Louis, came up as a starter. The Cardinals like to have their prospects start every fifth day. They get their innings in, and by starting, it allows them to really work on their entire repertoire of pitches, not just go in there and throw fastballs like a, you know, a prototypical closer might do. So Tyler Lyons has been a starter. Started, I think, something like 60 games for Memphis before he ever got called up to St. Louis, before he ever stuck with St. Louis. So Lyons is now down. He's being stretched out as a starter in Memphis. But his long-term picture is cloudy. Because of his service time in the major leagues and the fact that he was outrighted, meaning taken off the 40-man roster, Lyons has the opportunity to declare free agency this fall. And you look at the Cardinals situation from the left side. If Brett Cecil's put it together, Austin Gomber, you know, his opportunity to start is questionable next year, given if everybody's healthy. Then you got Tyler Webb, and of course Ryan Sheriff is still in the organization, although hurt currently. The Cardinals have a lot of other left-handed options, and it could be that Tyler Lyons ends up elsewhere next year.
Well, the Cardinals did make the big deal with the New York Yankees in terms of helping the bullpen. Chasen Shreve, obviously, has been a nice addition from the left side, but they also picked up Giovanni Gallegos, and this was in the Luke Voit deal. correct me if I'm wrong, and it looks like he's off to a pretty good start here in St. Louis.
Yeah, Gallegos is an interesting guy, a 27-year-old from Mexico, and he had some major league experience, four games with the Yankees, and he's on the 40-man roster. If this were earlier in the year when the Cardinals were doing the frequent shuttling of relievers, we probably would have seen Giovanni Gallegos in St. Louis by now. Given where we are in the year, we could still see him in September when rosters expand. And so far with Memphis, he's appeared in eight games, thrown 10 innings, has only allowed four hits, three walks, struck out eight, holding opposing batters to a 125 batting average. So, everything that Gallegos has done so far has been positive. And when I talked to Stubby Clapp about him, Stubby said, listen, the guy's got a live fastball. He's got good break in his curveball. He goes after hitters. He's just a good acquisition by the Cardinals.
Outstanding. Brian, if folks go to your website today, what would they find at thecardinalnation.com?
Well, we've got, the usual, which is an in-depth report on the Peoria Chiefs. So we talk about the fact that Montero, which I didn't mention, was named the Midwest League Most Valuable Player,
right,
which is quite an honor, something that the Chiefs haven't had an MVP in the league since Albert Pujols. So, that's a big deal for Montero that I forgot to talk about. So there's a story about that. Stephen Trostclair is the first baseman, was the player of the week in the Florida State League. And then I have a feature up this morning about Vince Coleman and his comments that you, of course, heard at the Hall of Fame induction about wanting to potentially join the Cardinals organization as a coach. And I looked at the stats of the system from St. Louis all the way on down in terms of stolen bases and triples. And the fact is the organization doesn't have a lot of guys who have the kind of skills that Vince Coleman could help.
Interesting stuff as always, Brian. Thank you, and I'll talk to you on Friday from Colorado.